There are two distinct and important themes that recur in this edition of the Navigator. First is the continued diversification of the product ranges and customer segments being targeted by both national and regional distributors. Second is the investments being made by distributors and wholesalers to facilitate an improved online shopping experience. Channel blurring is nothing new. Those of you who have been selling into traditional OP resellers saw this begin with big investments in janitorial products many years ago. Virtually all types of distributors today have a well-developed range of cleaning products. More recently, we have seen an emphasis on packaging and food service. What does this mean for you? First, when developing new products, it is important to understand what new categories or end user needs the distributors you sell to or hope to sell to are looking to address. Second, develop new products or ranges that make you a more attractive partner for a wider range of distributors. Improving the online shopping experience requires many elements. High-quality product content is an obvious one, as well as improved search, site navigation, live chat options, and user reviews. Distributors and redistributors, wholesalers, are focused on improving the user experience because this is how customers wish to buy products. More and more distributors are asking for better product content from the suppliers they support. We see a wide knowledge gap across our clients as it relates to what constitutes high-quality product content and why it is so important. The good news is that Highlands is here to help you with both trends. First, the breadth of our account coverage is unparalleled, so we can help you place products in the office, industrial, janitorial, hospitality, multifamily, and e-commerce channels. We can also assist your product development teams with market research as it relates to these various channels. Second, we have a team of product content specialists for those of you who are new to or struggle with this requirement. Selling more product is Highlands' North Star, so we have developed a range of additional services in support of that. Let us know if we can help. Bob O'Gara, CEO and partner. Reach out to your Highlands representative to receive copies of our comprehensive online content guidelines and content checklist.
Janssen. The Janssen industry is undergoing a significant transformation as consolidation remains the prevailing trend with more acquisitions on the way. This consolidation is reshaping the landscape of the industry. Established industry leaders, Imperial Dade and Brady Plus, are at the forefront of consolidation efforts, acquiring smaller players to strengthen their market position and broaden their product and service portfolios. Private equity firms are recognizing the potential in the Janssen sector and are actively involved in acquiring and merging companies to build robust and diversified portfolios. Smaller suppliers in the Janssen sector may face challenges as consolidation intensifies. Increased competition and potential pricing pressures may impact their ability to thrive independently. We expect the industry to mirror the office channel and the industrial MRO verticals in the future post-consolidation. In the meantime, we believe leveraging wholesalers to penetrate the individual distributors involved in the roll-up has merit and is a sound strategy for clients who don't sell more than $5 million plus dollars a year to Imperial Dade or Brady Plus. Jennifer McMahon, Vice President, Strategic Accounts.
Essendant. Over the last few years, our entire industry has been challenged to navigate through a rapidly evolving business environment. To meet the current needs of customers while creating long-term value, Essendant began a transformation initiative that includes investing in the business and implementing steps to optimize their supply chain. They've been working closely with a consultant and have made progress towards this vision. Essendant has implemented a 12 to 24-month plan to drive change internally. Some highlights of that plan include focusing on providing a consistent and reliable experience for their customers and in their partnerships with suppliers. Continue to improve the user experience on Empower Central. Investments in a variety of digital marketing and platforms, including enhancements to Smart Search, a new product information management, PIM, system, enhanced ratings and reviews capabilities using Bizarre Voice technology, and omnichannel marketing campaigns and materials. Category expansion strategy, adding nearly 20 new suppliers to the vendor dropship program. New transportation management system to streamline order delivery. Investments in AI with robotics in the warehouses, and continued exploration of the use of AI in critical areas like inventory management to improve the customer experience. Going forward, they plan to be more focused on the right mix of products and services that are also sustainable activities for the health of the business, with emphasis on a consistent experience for their customers. Improving their operational efficiencies, optimizing the transportation model and costs of outbound logistics are top of mind. Food service, MRO, and furniture continue to be key areas for growth. There have been significant personnel changes to the sales team as well as the merchant team over the past 3 months in an effort to streamline the business. Overall, the expectation is that 2024 is going to be an excellent year for Ascendant. Monique Slusinski, Director, Strategic Accounts.
S.P. Richards. S.P. Richards, S.P.R., has commenced the year with a significant focus on managing their on-hand inventory and is currently engaged in an ongoing process of SKU rationalization to optimize their product assortment. Despite facing inventory and economic challenges in 2023, S.P.R. experienced a slight decline in business with hopes of a rebound in 2024. Notably, the office products, OP, category was the most impacted. The primary driver behind this decline in OP remains the slow return to office settings following the pandemic, as employees adapt to hybrid work schedules, influencing industry dynamics. On a positive note, SPR continues to thrive in Jansan distribution, witnessing growth in both their customer base and product portfolio. Additionally, online resellers continue to stand out as the primary source of growth, compelling SPR to enhance their team to better serve these clients well into the future. With the economy showing signs of progress, SPR holds optimistic expectations for 2024, anticipating overcoming the challenges encountered in the previous year. Alex Gordon, Senior Director, Wholesale. RG Schinner. RG Schinner, RJS, is expanding its presence in the business products industry and maintains its position as the largest independent redistributor of paper, food service, and janitorial supplies. With a network of 20 distribution centers, including the latest addition in Southern California, RJS has also upgraded some existing locations to larger facilities. Additionally, the company has strengthened its team through recent promotions and the creation of new positions, with a particular focus on bolstering the national account team led by Jeff Heeran. Their proprietary brands are steadily expanding, providing distributors with high-quality products at affordable prices, fostering satisfaction among distributors who benefit from their robust partnership and strong relationship. RG Schinner progresses as a wholesaler of Forst as it broadens its product selection and explores new categories. Alex Gordon, Senior Director, Wholesale.
E-commerce. Amazon. Amazon recently conducted a survey of their current business accounts and determined the trend for online B2B purchases is only gaining in momentum. Today's procurement teams must act as budget guardians and work from anywhere enablers, while also pushing forward corporate social responsibility goals. That's a tall order for one department also facing significant challenges like global inflation, supply chain disruptions, and increased turnover. In response, procurement leaders are looking for ways to become more strategic, efficient, and collaborative with other departments, all while continuing to provide functional value by securing the supplies needed to keep their organization's operations running smoothly and cost-effectively. Amazon states that while optimizing costs and increasing efficiency remain high priorities for procurement, purchasing in line with organizational values continues to grow in importance. More than ever before, business buying looks more like personal shopping, with B2B buyers increasingly taking advantage of e-procurement, also known as smart business buying, technologies to find, compare, and purchase supplies in their price range that are aligned with their core values. Overall, increased adoption of smart business buying is helping business buyers adjust to their new responsibilities and overcome common pain points like accessing a wider range of suppliers and managing distributed purchasing. Technological advancements like purchase order and invoice, storage and sharing, approval workflows, expense management, and guided buying capabilities enable operational efficiencies across entire organizations, not just in procurement. However, the recent gains in digital transformation aren't over yet. Business buyers now need to refine their processes, workflows, and digital strategies to take full advantage of e-procurement. Capturing and maintaining this buyer is critical with so many online options available. We recommend the following initiatives to keep your listings current and using a B2B tone of voice in today's copy. This coupled with strong B2B pricing strategies, which we can talk about during our next business review call, will ensure your listings are trending in the right direction. Kristen Stevens, Vice President, E-Commerce. Wayfair. Leveraging Wayfair's 700-plus strong business-to-business team takes dedication, but is worth the effort. They allow short training videos on collections to showcase your products. These videos are live on the Wayfair intranet site, and account managers are incentivized to watch these videos. Live training sessions are impossible because their teams are remote, and virtual training is getting harder to procure. However, they incentivize them to watch manufacturers' training videos. So let's meet Wayfair where they are in their journey and make a few key videos showcasing your product line. In addition, I recently learned that the account managers are trained to look for business pricing and lead with lines that offer these discounts. Let's use this to our advantage and ensure we have some level of business discount in place. Kristen Stevens, Vice President, E-Commerce. Walmart. Walmart continues to build its marketplace platform. They recently created a brand store and brand shelf, allowing sellers to showcase their products to consumers. These are key additions to the platform that will allow us to market your products to a wider audience when promoting products. Dylan and Eli will discuss this more during our upcoming business review calls. Kristen Stevens, Vice President, E-Commerce.
Staples. In the last edition of The Navigator, we noted Staples had announced significant changes to its sales force in November 2023, impacting headquarters sales, inside sales, and field sales. These changes led to the introduction of the new verticalization approach, categorizing its focus into four segments: enterprise, mid-market, healthcare, and SLED FedGov. Each vertical now has a sales effectiveness leader with their primary responsibility to support the assistant vice presidents, AVPs, in their respective markets. The outlined key initiatives concentrate on the commercial / mid-market, specifically targeting Jansan Breakroom and Group Purchasing Organizations, GPO, with the aim of winning at the site level. In the SLED FedGov segment, efforts are focused on penetrating markets such as K-12, higher ed, SLED, and FedGov, where only 50% penetration has been achieved. For healthcare, the emphasis is on both acute and non-acute sectors, with particular attention given to risk management and infection control, driven by facilities specialists. The company is prioritizing several key concepts, including aligning customer service for complex accounts, standardizing operating procedures, SOPs, across support teams, improving pricing processes, creating sales tools and collateral tailored for each vertical to ensure content relevance, and actively sharing success stories and case studies. Moreover, Staples has recognized a significant change in purchasing behavior, with millennials constituting 60% of buyers. Acknowledging the strategic importance of adapting to evolving consumer preferences, the company is prioritizing the adoption of digital and data-driven approaches. Staples is implementing a series of new roles, including ISO GPO specialists, site developers, retention specialists, and category specialists. These roles are strategically aligned with specific areas such as furniture, facilities, technology, and CopyPrint, underscoring Staples' commitment to aligning its organizational structure with the diverse needs of its clientele across various sectors. Jennifer McMahon, Vice President, Strategic Accounts.
Office Depot. Change is constant with the third restructuring initiative, Project Core, to enhance the focus on the core business to support future profitable growth, to be launched soon. Employees having weathered other restructuring initiatives are conducting business as usual. The backlog created by RFQs, program and pricing negotiations appear to be declining as projects are moving through VAER at an accelerated rate. Improvements to the open and closed websites enhance the shopping experience as Office Depot invests in digital assets. The addition of also available in-link allow customers to shop like product offerings without leaving the chosen item. The business solution site is now available without creating an account, however visitors cannot purchase. Site monetization is available to suppliers for a cost. Online product assortments are subject to change as product managers and merchants review and update according to RFQ decisions, performance, SKU rationalization, promotional planning, and new opportunities. ODP's Business Solutions LLC teams are focused on driving growth with contract acquisition, line extensions that provide consumer solutions, quarterly promotions / spiffs, preferred partner strategies, and odpbusiness.com improvements. ODP's federated dealers grew to 21 in 2023, with future acquisitions probable, with the ability to purchase direct, through wholesale or VAER. Federated dealers are an opportunity for suppliers looking to expand their market share. Varis B2B procurement platform remains in test mode, with no apparent connection to the product managers or teams. Store traffic in 916 locations continues to decline, with the print and copy centers generating the greatest foot traffic and sales. Category pods will be reset coming out of RFQ decisions. Web sales are mixed into the retail LLC performance data and account for approximately 30% of the total. Inside Sales Office, ISO, representatives in Austin, Texas, are working hand-in-hand with generalist and specialist field teams on end-user opportunities. The new model incorporates the field and specialty reps collaborating with ISO teams to acquire, grow, and retain accounts. The ODP ISO makes up 25 to 30% of all ODP contract sales. ISO spiffs, contests, and incentives are allowed with preferred partners. Bill Beard, Director, Strategic Accounts.
Hospitality. The hospitality industry is currently seeing a rise in rooms sold along with a growing average daily rate of 15% due to the continuing rise in business travel. The following trends are influencing and shaping the dynamics of the hospitality sector. 1. Bleisure travel. The rise of bleisure, business and leisure, travelers emphasizes the importance of creating a conducive environment for both work and relaxation. Offering business-friendly amenities and services, such as meeting rooms, co-working spaces, and business concierge services, can enhance the overall experience for business travelers. 2. Artificial intelligence and tech. Integrating AI and technology into hospitality operations can streamline processes, enhance guest experiences, and improve overall efficiency. 3. Contactless services. The pandemic has heightened the demand for contactless services, and it seems to be a trend that will continue. Mobile check-ins, digital room keys, and mobile payments are essential offerings to minimize physical interactions. 4. Sustainability practices. The growing awareness of environmental issues has led to an increased demand for sustainable practices in the hospitality industry. Promoting initiatives such as recycling programs, water conservation, and sourcing local and sustainable materials can appeal to environmentally conscious travelers. By staying abreast of these trends and continuously adapting to the evolving needs of guests, the hospitality industry can not only meet customer expectations but also stay competitive in a rapidly changing market. Rick Kaufman, Director, Strategic Accounts. Guest supply. Following a remarkable fiscal year in 2023 marked by unprecedented sales and profit figures, fiscal year 2024 has presented a different narrative. While sales have closely aligned with budget projections, profitability has not followed. As a response, there has been a notable shakeup in the upper management of the company. key positions in purchasing, marketing, and distribution, as well as senior roles within both guest manufacturing companies, are currently vacant. In terms of sales, there has been a modest shift in territory allocation. Notably, the education division has been closed, and the healthcare segment has transitioned to an inside sales model. Despite these organizational changes, Guest remains committed to a strategic focus on large ticket sales, particularly emphasizing furniture, fixtures, and equipment, FF&E. This product category has proven to yield a higher profit margin per sale, aligning with the company's overarching strategic objectives. Guest Supply announced its annual national sales conference will be taking place at the Hilton Chicago, July 22 to 26. This event presents an excellent opportunity to interact with all levels of management and the sales team. Please contact me for more details about the event. Rick Kaufman, Director, Strategic Accounts. Consolidated Hospitality. In 2023, American Hotel Consolidated Hospitality Supplies, CHS Distribution Company, has witnessed remarkable growth. Fueled by robust sales figures, the company has expanded its sales force, encompassing both inside and street-level representatives, while also diversifying its range of products. As part of its growth strategy, CHS is actively seeking new manufacturing partners to further enhance its offerings. The surge in growth is notably attributed to independent and economy hotels, reflecting a successful outreach to these segments. Concurrently, American Hotel remains dedicated to nurturing relationships with major hotel brands, actively working to re-establish and strengthen their distribution partnerships. This proactive approach aligns with the company's commitment to sustained expansion and continued success in the competitive hospitality distribution landscape. Rick Kaufman, Director, Strategic Accounts.
Grainger Zorro. The Grainger Show in February brought together the best of the best in MRO, featuring over 500 supplier booths with products to help their customers get the job done. Training sessions, product demonstrations, and productive time with the experts are a few reasons why this event is always proven to be successful. Let's talk about opportunities for future Grainger events and the SSGP program you won't want to miss. Grainger will continue to focus on onboarding new large to mid-sized customers in MRO. 2024 investments in marketing, seller coverage, and its own solutions, such as the Keep Stock program, should drive demand and growth. Grainger will be breaking ground this spring with plans to open the Houston, Texas Distribution Center in Hockley, Texas in 2026. This massive DC will span 1.2 million square feet and create 400-plus jobs. Zorro has kicked off the new year with a grand opening of a new headquarter location in Chicago on January 18. The 39th and 40th floors of the Ogilvy Transportation Center are where team members can collaborate and belong, in line with the company's values of winning and learning together and being customer-obsessed. Candice D'Arresto, Director, Strategic Accounts. MSC. MSC continues to be one of the top 10 distributors in the industrial supply industry. Metalworking is their primary focus, with the majority of their end market sales in manufacturing. MSC drives results by providing customers with inventory management and other supply chain solutions, fostering productivity, profitability, and growth. Recently, the company emphasized the adoption of e-procurement technologies, tailored to meet individual business needs, to help clients achieve their objectives more effectively. MSC started the year off by expanding their metalworking presence in Canada. On January 22, 2024, MSC Industrial Supply Co. announced the acquisition of Carr Industrial Inc., a metalworking distributor supplying measuring and cutting tools and other related supplies across Canada. Carr's customers will now have access to MSC's 2.4 million-plus product portfolio, as well as e-commerce sales through mscdirect.com. Let's review how your products round out MSC's assortment that is offered to key industries such as automotive, medical, public sector, education, and national accounts. MSC is currently onboarding new vendors, and I look forward to discussing next steps. Candice D'Arresto, Director, Strategic Accounts. WB Mason. WB Mason, WBM, is one step closer to finalizing their event schedule for 2024. They are expecting the consumer shows to be well attended after taking some time off from in-person events. Save the dates will be coming soon via email. Stonehill Golf Tournament, July 28th. MLB Ballpark Consumer Show, Philly, June 12th, tentative, show will be one full day. Foxwoods Trade Show, October, Columbus Day weekend, 2 to 3 days. Dates are tentative. WBM's HQ merchandising team is finally a full house. Category merchandising specialist positions have been filled and training completed. A win for all. Vendor information templates and program proposals were requested early Q1 2024. However, program negotiation is looking to roll into Q2 across multiple categories. WBM has high hopes to get this over the finish line sooner than later. Sales trainings are full speed ahead this spring at various WBM branch locations. Branch managers are eager to achieve sales growth in 2024, and training on new products is key. The continued focus on break room, ship and pack, and facilities, along with friendly branch competition, will keep these categories booming. Candy Starresto, Director, Strategic Accounts.
HD Supply. In December 2023, HD Supply held an almost two-hour-long virtual supplier summit call. The call was hosted by Chief Merchant, Sammy Nassar, and featured speakers such as their new CEO, Mark Brown, SVPs across supply chain, marketing, and e-commerce, and the merchandising senior directors. If you did not attend the summit, here's a brief summary. In 2023, the company was focused on what they called table stakes, which included achieving an end-to-end national assortment across their two supply chains and next-day delivery to their customers. In 2024, they will be focused on these key differentiators: integration and refined assortment, value-added services, digital shopping, mergers and acquisitions. They are already halfway to their goal of $10 billion and have laid out several ways their supplier partners can partner with them to grow. The ask of all suppliers is two things: on time, complete, and accurate delivery of products to their warehouses/customers. Excellent, full, and complete product content online that will appeal to their customer base. In support of the second ask, they confirmed their supplier portal has undergone much-needed updates, which will allow suppliers to make direct changes to their product bullets and images as soon as Q1. There will also be several new pay-to-play options at HD Supply in 2024. They are selling marketing packages in three levels: gold, silver, and bronze. Pricing was not shared but can be discussed with the marketing team and the merchant. There will also be opportunities to participate in other programs, such as Maintenance Legends, their Accelerate Training Program, Large National Trade Show, and the Brand Advocate Program, Digital Presence. Each has limited spots and comes with a price tag. The last major announcement was the dates and location of their 2024 National Connect Conference, which occurs every 2 years. It will be held in Nashville, Tennessee, September 24th through 26th. Exhibitor-level packages start at $35,000 and go up to their diamond package at $325,000. Please reach out if you are interested in participating in any of these programs to power your growth in 2024. Rick Kaufman, Director, Strategic Accounts. Lowe's Pro. In the last installment of The Navigator, Lowe's Pro was expanding their vertical focus from their traditional multifamily customer to hospitality. Today, I can confirm that their vertical expansion journey is gaining momentum in 2024. Hospitality will be part of their larger commercial focus, which will include K-12 schools, universities, correctional facilities, hotels, etc. To support this, the company has hired two new hospitality merchants focused on in-room supplies and textiles, respectively. They are tasked to build a stocked assortment of 50 to 60 SKUs that will support independent hotels in the 150 rooms or less category. They do not yet have approval from branded hotels such as Hilton, Choice, Best Western, etc., but they do have around 300 items approved on the Avendra contract. We can expect sizable changes to the modest Jansan assortment offered today as the merchant builds out the products needed for commercial cleaning. All of these assortment changes will be supported by changes in their field sales team. So far, they have hired two regional directors and 80-plus field team members to focus on this vertical and take share. They are definitely one to watch as they go toe-to-toe with Guest Supply and HD Supply in this new space. Rick Kaufman, Director, Strategic Accounts.
Fastenal.
According to our supplier development managers, SDNs, the Fastenal sales team will have an outsized focus on facilities maintenance products this year. This will include items in safety, janitorial, appliances, etc. According to Cleveland Research Company, in Q4 2023, safety made up around 20% of Fastenal sales but was growing at a faster clip than the rest of the business. That is good news for several of our clients. The government team continues to be a source to connect with in order to grow with facilities products. This team calls on higher education, military bases, etc. The company is also focused on improving their web content and functionality, as well as driving cost out of the business. The pandemic years brought SKU proliferation and cost inflation, which has largely gone unchanged until today. We can expect that SDNs will begin looking for cost out in earnest and awarding business to good partners who bring added profitability. For those of you who have worked with Fastenal for a number of years, you know that they host two shows annually. Their Spring Customer Expo will be hosted April 17th through 18th at the Gaylord Opryland Hotel in Nashville, Tennessee. Entry with a 10x10 booth starts at a $32,000 investment. Something to keep in mind for your business as the ROI makes sense. Candy Starasto, Director, Strategic Accounts.
ISG. At the annual shareholders meeting on December 18, 2023, Independent Suppliers Group, ISG, announced the election of four members to the ISD Board of Directors. The four members elected to serve three-year terms were Brian Christensen, Office Plus of Kansas, John Kenworthy, Story Kenworthy, Justin Carpenter, Stationers Incorporated, Mike Holland, Brame. Additionally, five members of the ISD Board of Directors were elected to positions on the Executive Committee. Yancey Jones Jr., TSRC Incorporated, Chairman of the Board. Paul McKinney, Eeks Office Solutions, Vice Chairman. Jordan Cudler, Legacy Office Solutions, Immediate Past Chairman. Brian Kerr, Kerr Workplace Solutions, Secretary. Brian Christensen, Office Plus of Kansas, Treasurer. ISG announced it hired Dante Ercole as its new Managing Director of Epic Business Essentials. Dante has spent over 20 years in the business products industry with major brands such as ACCO, Elmer's, and Velcro. Dante brings a wealth of expertise in strategic leadership and business development, and his experience will contribute positively to the continued success of Epic. Dante's proven track record of success aligns perfectly with Epic's commitment to providing exceptional service and value to its members and customers. In his new role, Dante will lead the day-to-day charge of continuing to grow the ISG National Accounts Program through the implementation of existing agreements, securing new opportunities for participating members, and adding more members to participate in Epic. With the recent appointment of James Rogers as president, ISG continues to strongly focus on the Gensan category, but also is looking to expand packaging, MRO, and food service beyond Breakroom in 2024. More and more members are being added monthly with a variety of business models. Traditional OP dealers are coming on board, but ISG is seeing more e-commerce dealers, janitorial distributors, and printing and computer/IT supply companies joining the group. Industry Week 2024 is scheduled for September 21st through 26th at the Gaylord Palms Resort in Orlando, Florida. This year's event will include an industry trade show, ISG General Session, and Pinnacle one-on-one in-person meetings. Monique Slezinski, Director, Strategic Accounts.
Inside sales, back to basics, the new B2B. When facing C-level executives, sales reps typically have just one shot to grab their attention. A lack of knowledge and insight from sales teams often results in a swift boot out the door with no invitation back. Sellers can seemingly articulate the value of their product and services, but are unprepared to have a business conversation that resonates with their customer/buyer. This is a big deal considering 80% of large deals will require a VP or higher-level sign-off. in a comprehensive analysis of buyer feedback encompassing over 100,000 B2B transactions across more than 500 companies and spanning 50 industries, 53% of buyers indicated that a losing vendor could have closed the deal had the sales process been approached differently. The most common feedback from buyers highlighted several critical shortcomings: limited differentiation from competitors, ineffective needs discovery and solution alignment, slow response times, and a lack of engagement. In addition, 70% of the time, sellers and buyers gave different answers for why a sale didn't close, further highlighting the seller disconnect. This reality emphasizes the need for ongoing training among sales professionals, a critical facet often overlooked in the sales process. The rapid integration of technology within the B2B space only echoes the need for more seller education. Training is no longer just a nicety, it's a strategic imperative in the world of sales. By equipping professionals with the requisite knowledge, skills, and adaptability to navigate change, training drives success in today's fiercely competitive marketplace. Do your sellers have the right information to close the deal? Reach out to me to learn more about optimizing your training content. Vinny Papano, Director, Inside Sales and Training.
Field sales. Highlands made a strategic decision to reorganize our field sales organization into two distinct teams, each with a specific focus. The first team is focused on wholesalers and regional distributors. The second team is focused on supporting national distribution partners. This approach will bring several benefits and better alignment with the needs of different types of distribution customers. Specialization. Drive more effective and targeted sales strategies. Focus strategies. Tailored sales and marketing strategies to better address the specific needs and preferences of wholesalers, regional distributors, and national partners. Improved customer relationships. Ability to build stronger relationships with their respective partners. Efficiency and productivity. Drive increased efficiency, quicker decision-making, and improved overall productivity. Better resource allocation. Ability to allocate resources more effectively, ensuring that each team receives the necessary support, training, and tools to excel in their specific roles. Clearer accountability. Clearly defined roles and responsibilities for each team can lead to improved accountability. We are excited to move forward with these changes as we believe this will drive positive results for our clients and our distribution partners. Seth Raley, President and Partner.